Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, in particular DFP Future Frames Generation Next of European Cinema. I'm glad to be joined by Monica Mautova, director of Standing Still, screening this section. Welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Hello, thank you.
So first of all, Standing Still, Monica, what's the genesis of this film and how would you describe it for our listeners? Because I felt that it's not only about a mother and a daughter, it's about two women.
Yeah, well, it's I would describe it as a gentle drama with comedic elements that is talking about the bond between a mother and a daughter, unwanted sacrifices and the fear of repeating the same mistakes. And also the film is about the freedom. Yeah, that's like shortly it.
Yes. As I said, the film also focuses on both this mother and then on this daughter. And I was wondering, how did you shape it? And how did this film come to your mind? How did you conceive it?
Yeah, like me and scriptwriter Lucia Dieter, we were discussing what will our, like, that was supposed to be a bachelor movie will be about. And then we decided that, like, that was the right time to talk about mothers, because we both had little issues with our mothers. Mm-hmm. So the topic was on the table from the first meeting with Lucia.
How do you work with Lucia? I mean, because I understand that you're also working together on your next project, so it's like a partnership that you've been doing for a while now.
Yeah, we like to work together because we usually understand each other and what we want to express, but also there are things that are not so similar in our opinions. So it's a good conversation that we have to not argue in a bad way, but argue the things we want to say through the script. Yeah, it's like usually we just discuss. It's like very informal, and we talk about the script and the characters during, let's say, having a dinner or drinking wine. Mm-hmm. And then Lucia is the one in charge of writing it, but we both talk about it and create the story together.
How was this experience at Karlovy Vary in this section? How did the festival treat you and the other fellow colleagues of Future Frames?
I have to say it was totally amazing. Also the programming and the people around, I think it was a great opportunity to connect and network with others, other filmmakers. And now I feel more like supported or like motivated to mm-hmm. work on my feature movie. So it was just great.
As in terms of, you know, with Fred, this radio, we've been talking a lot with, especially with women directors, to understand more what's happening at the moment in terms of, you know, equality, representation. And so I was curious, how was your path as a woman director, and how was your journey till now? And do you feel that it was the same as it would have been if you had been a man? I mean, was it easy? Was it difficult? How was it?
I think it wasn't the same as if I was a man at all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like when you're a woman, you sometimes had to fight more to make people respect you, even though like respect doesn't come from fighting. But yeah. Still, I can always see it when I'm working on a set, film set, that a lot of men don't respect me just because I'm a woman, but also the world and also here in Slovakia, it's changing. So it's becoming better.
Yeah, you know, but I've been doing a lot of interviews for another European film promotion section at Sydney, where there were mm-hmm. all women filmmakers, and a lot of them said that they had problems on set because they were perceived as weak just because their approach, let's say, to directing wasn't the typical male approach, you know, like authoritative way. So has it ever happened to you?
Yeah, I think that there might be something like that they expect me to be weak or mm-hmm. just, yeah.
Talking about women directors, a lot of times I've heard people saying that women directors tend to want to talk about women in their films. So do you think that is true? And if it's true, why is that?
It's simple that women understand women better and men understand men better, even though women can make a great movie with men or like male character, the main character, and the same man can make a great movie with a woman lead character. But yeah, I think it's just natural that when you're starting to write a story, you come from yourself or maybe your own
background
experiences.
Yes.
And when you're a woman, you usually have a lot of women experiences, or if you understand what I mean.
Yes. I totally agree. Now, one last thing, Monica, I heard that you're working on your first feature film. Is that correct? And can you tell me more?
Yeah, we recently started to work on a feature with Lucia Dita, the scriptwriter. I wrote Standing Still. We have two projects, but first we will focus on domestic violence, mm. and we will try to make it differently than we're used to it in Slovakia. Not just observe it, but maybe say that we'll try to do it differently mm-hmm. and also more creatively. Also the structure of the movie and play with the genres a bit or so. Yeah, that's our intention, to show the topic that is we have all seen a lot of times mm-hmm. before with another point of view.
I like that. So I can't wait to watch the film then. And I really hope, Monica, that we can meet at a future festival, since Fred is, you know, the festival inside, that we try to cover as many festivals as possible. So hopefully mm-hmm. we will meet again in person with your first yeah. feature film.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Monica Mautova, for talking to us about Standing Still at Future Frames Generation Next European Cinema at the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival. And see you soon.
See you. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.